Blog Talk Radio.
Seems to be that Jesuit Ignatius Loyola's spiritual exercises are causing a strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. It seems to be.
Seems to be that this world is in a mess. Seems to be all life's just a test. Seems to be we think we've lived our lives. The best is clear to see that only God will judge and bless. Seems to be. Seems to be that we've lived our lives in lies. Seems to be we are born and then we die. Seems to be life passes, it just flies, and it's clear to see that only God's truth will survive. Seems to be this world can bring fame, riches, mantles of honor and glory just for a time and a season. Fame, riches, mantles of honor and glory with no everlasting purpose or reason. Seems to be that this world is in a mess. Seems to be all life's just a test. Seems to be we think we've lived our lives. The best is clear to see that only God will judge and bless. Seems to be.
Greetings and welcome to Mystery News Radio on July 2nd, 2014. This broadcast is probably the most important broadcast that I've attempted to make on Blog Talk. I've been thinking about this. It came upon me about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it started building. And I have a website. My name is Walt Stickle, and I have a website called GrandDesignExposed.com. And if you've been up on the website, you've learned an awful lot about the Jesuits and the Jesuits' history. But all the research that I've done in the years past, I was going over the weapon of the Jesuits. I've been made fun of. I've been mocked. Because, Walt, you see, you think there's a Jesuit under every rock. Well, what is the weapon of the Jesuits? And tonight's broadcast is exposing the Jesuits' Ignatius Loyola spiritual exercises. If you want to hide a tree, plant it in the forest. If you want to hide a spiritual exercise, plant it in religion. If you want to hide Jesuit Ignatius Loyola's spiritual exercises, plant it in Roman universalism. America in Jesuit Ignatius Loyola spiritual captivity. Or we could say the world. Jesuit Ignatius Loyola spiritual captivity. There are 28 Jesuit universities in America, 89 universities throughout the world. And how do they work? The Jesuits infiltrate, educate, and agitate. And in 2014, we are in the agitate stage. Now let's look at the Jesuits' weapon, Ignatius Loyola spiritual exercises. This came to me. I was up on the internet and I was listening to this fellow read out of Relational Christianity, Experiencing Intimacy and Companionship with the Living God by Steve Meeks. This led me to investigate Steve Meeks. The name Relational Christianity, it struck a nerve. And before I get into the exercises with spiritual formation, you see, it was during the Counter-Reformation that the Jesuits attempted to destroy the move of the Holy Spirit in the Reformation by killing as many Protestants as they could. But it wasn't enough. The more the Holy Office martyred, the more Protestants were birthed by the Holy Spirit and arose to defend the Bible and the true gospel. The Jesuits had to change tactics and decided to kill an idea with another idea. Instead of using the rack, the stake, or the sword, they resorted to promoting new modern ideas into Protestant churches, including spiritual formation. The result of that design is evident all around us today, and God, by the Holy Spirit through scriptures, has exposed these ideas are not biblical, that these ideas are not biblical. In fact, the Jesuits boast that they have created these ideas. Want to be closer to God? Try this special ritual or try that spiritual formula. But on what basis? The Bible? No. By the vain imaginations of Ignatius Loyola. Ignatius Loyola pursued after another Christ using the mystic and demonic practices of spiritual formation. Now, compare that to Martin Luther, who realized the Bible was sufficient and preached that we should depend upon it, not men, traditions, or even our feelings. What a stark contrast. Loyola taught to depend upon philosophies, rituals, or emotional experiences versus Luther, who taught to depend on the Holy Spirit by reading the Bible and defended that Bible's authority. Loyola, now this is kind of how they functioned. To really fully to get the full impact of what we're talking about here, you have to understand the Council of Trent and the Jesuits. And I'm assuming some of this information, but the Jesuits are the militia for the Vatican. Loyola became the first Jesuit superior general, also known as the Father General, and he sent his agents far and wide to set up schools, colleges, and seminaries. Stop. His agents far and wide set up schools, colleges, and seminaries. It is interesting that theological colleges are called seminaries, and their students, seminarians. The term comes from the Latin semirarium, or seedbed. Semiramis was known in similar terms as the mother, or seedbed of the gods. The word seminary is also used in reference to Jewish and Muslim religious centers of higher education and by the Mormons too. Now realize, in 2014, all the Protestant seminaries and Bible colleges have been infiltrated. So when I come across this book, Relational Christianity, understand when I start here that this is not to put down the author, Steve Meek. This is not to throw stones. But what is spiritual formation? Spiritual formation is simply false doctrine. It may hide behind doctrine, but it depends on emotion, ignorance, and fleshly desire to sell itself. Sound doctrine is the inspired text of God's word and given to us for instruction, correction, and guidance. It temporarily feels better. It temporarily satisfies a craving to experience God differently, than what the Bible ordains. But in the end, it is destruction and unbelief. We will expose spiritual formation, how it is used today, and where it comes from. How we read the Bible, how we pray, how we administer the gospel, and how the fellowship have all been twisted from the scriptures towards man's philosophies. They appear to be wise, appear to be godly, but simply put, they deny the power of the Holy Spirit working through the text of the Bible. Spiritual formation is not found in the Bible. Neither are any of the practices they promote. They are universalists, are in Latin, they're Catholic. Because understand, the word Catholic is a Latin word. So when you see the word Catholic, you should always replace it with universal. They're hiding behind a dead language. The Bible, now the Bible clearly shows us the perfect work of Christ is complete for salvation, and the Bible is sufficient for our understanding to fellowship with the Most Holy God. We are saved and have fellowship with God by His grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to the Bible alone. That's what the Reformation was built on, Scripture and Scripture only. Praise God for the simplicity of the Bible that saves us from the bondage and deception of spiritual formation. May the Holy Spirit use tonight's broadcast to free those who are held captive by the practices of the papal Pharaoh and those who are deceived by the false signs of today's Jesuits. Now, I mentioned the book. I heard this fellow reading it. And so I did a Google search and came to his website. He's the head pastor at Calvary Community Church in Texas. And I'm going to read now what I'm reading here. I want to lay this out. Understand. I'm going to borrow something from Walter Veit. Don't get mad. I'm reading right off of, I'm not trying to slander this man or this author. I want you to understand, I'm reading right off his webpage. And on the bottom of the preface of this broadcast, the two source links are right there for you to look up yourself. Now, I'm going to read right off his site. Steve Meeks is a senior pastor. Steve Meeks has served as senior pastor of Calvary since October 1984. He is the author of three books, Relational Christianity, The Last Great Revival, and Incarnational Christianity. He is a graduate of Louisiana State University and received his Master of Divinity and Doctor of Ministry degrees from the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. His ministry focuses on intimacy with God and spiritual formation. Right here in his bio, he's omitting what he uses in his books. His ministry focuses on intimacy with God and spiritual formation. Did he spend 8 years studying the Bible or 8 years studying books? When a person reads this book, they're not getting the Bibles. It's not a Bible study. It's a book study. The book is counter-reformation. Why? Because it is teaching Loyola spiritual exercises. He is teaching Ignatius Loyola spiritual exercises by his omittance. Now, I am just reading from his bio on his website. It is openly omitted on the Calvary Community Church website. Now, God led me within 15 minutes. I did a Google search exposing spiritual formation in Jesuits. I came to the Jesuit School of Theology in Berkeley, a Jesuit university. Understand again, I'm reading this right off of a Jesuit site now. Spiritual formation, the Jesuit School of Theology's mission statement highlights the importance of integral formation. The Jesuit School of Theology achieves its mission through the academic, pastoral, and personal formation of Jesuits and other candidates for ministry, ordained and lay, in the Roman Catholic Church. Scholarship, teaching, and research are all understood as a form of ministry and should have, depending upon the program and the interest of the student, a dimension of formation. Now again, this next paragraph is coming right off of a Jesuit website. The Jesuit School of Theology spiritual formation programs serve personal and ministerial development through prayer days, faith sharing, spiritual direction, and liturgical prayer. I have a brother in Christ that when he realized what spiritual formation was, he went through his house and he covered a tabletop with spiritual formation books that he had acquired in his life. Now you understand I have laid the foundation that this spiritual formation comes from Jesuit Ignatius Loyola's spiritual exercises. They're the ones on their website, and you can get much more information. The information up on the web is just it's enormous. I mean, it's not a secret that the Jesuits are the authors of spiritual foundation, which has infiltrated all the churches. And all how do they get into the churches? Every single seminary and every single Bible college. Now, when they go to a seminary, I had a chance to talk to a minister that had been in the ministry for over 30 years. And he had been up to my website and he heard me on another broadcast. And in matter of fact, he called me up. And I recommended the book, The Grand Design Exposed, because that's the name of my website. He purchased The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. And I, in the course of the conversation, in another conversation I had with him, I what I really was impressed with the man is he was so honest with me. He said, you know, Walt, when I went to Bible college, I learned about the Reformation, but they taught us nothing about the Counter-Reformation. I have another brother that spent 2 years in a Bible college. They didn't teach either. But understand, if you don't understand the Counter-Reformation, you don't understand the Reformation. Because the Counter-Reformation, when you say Counter-Reformation, when you say Council of Trent, you're talking Jesuits. You're talking true history. So I want you to stop and put some pieces together. Just go this slow and realize why we see the infiltration, why we see the complete lack of Protestant teaching. Because, see, if you don't know who the Antichrist is, now there's going to be people out there, when I say this, they're going to, you know, boom, they're going to go the other way. But see, if you know Reformation history, if you studied the reformers from Wycliffe to Tyndale, Cramer, Knox, Luther, there was two pillars of the Reformation. And one of the pillars was Scripture and Scripture alone. And the second one was after they were able to read the Scripture and get the Scripture in their hands and read for themselves, they found out that the Antichrist was the papacy. Now, 2014, every single seminary and Bible college teach dispensational futurism, that the Antichrist is coming off into the future, and took the light completely off, and that was started by Ribeiro, and I can't think of it, the other Jesuit, back in the 1700s. Again, with a different idea. They changed the course of history with just an idea. How do they do that? Because they got education. They're the most world-renowned educators in the world. You know, and so what is important about this? This is a big subject, and I used to skip over it all in my research. But we have to stop again and look at the weapons of the Jesuits. They're called the Society of Jesus. What is their weapon? It's not guns. They don't stand in the corner with guns. They're not in the trenches in wars. Their weapon is Ignatius Loyola spiritual exercises. Reason I go slow is I used to jump over that. Yes, the Jesuits control the CIA. The Jesuits control the CFR. The Jesuits are the ones that founded the Illuminati. They're the ones that infiltrated the Protestants. The Freemasons. We need to know that history. But the thing that we're missing, that we jump over, is how did they do this? Now, you take somebody, this same fellow that I heard on this broadcast, he said this book, Relational Christianity, was his favorite book. And he said he had probably 1,500 books in his library. I want to ask you something. How many do you think? He's the same man that I had a chance to told me honestly and sincerely that he was not taught about the Counter-Reformation. So his library, you can almost bet that his library is full of these books. Now, the difference between Walt Stickel, God has spared me. I don't have to unlearn all this stuff. But I talked to a brother today. Everyone that's listening to this has been affected by Ignatius Loyola's spiritual exercises. Every single one of us. So I'm not pointing a finger, you know, but can you imagine growing up, going to a Bible college, and, you know, not understanding the Counter-Reformation? That's where we are. This is how because they control education. And again, they infiltrate, educate, and agitate. and Ignatius Loyola exercises are all in our society. I mean, they're not directly, but they're not biblical. I'll give you an example of something in our society. Parents with children. You never want to take your children to Disneyland. That is completely saturated with mystics and spiritual exercises. Now, you know, I want to, why, what's wrong with spiritual formation? What's wrong with all these feel-good books? Because another thing, I can't pronounce his name right now, and I'm not going to try. He's a Frenchman. He's a Pierre Dardenne, or, you know, I forgive me for not being able to pronounce that French name. But he's a Frenchman. He's deceased now, but he's known as the father of the New Age. He's known as the father of the New Age, and he was a Jesuit priest. New Age theology is Ignatius Loyola's spirituality. That's why it's so important to anchor yourself in God's Word. The Bible is sufficient for us to love God affectionately or willfully. Who in this day does not love affectionately? But we must know him biblically. I cannot comprehend a more loving act than for God to breathe his holy word, that we might know the Christ of God, the person of the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father. God is love. Therefore, it is no wonder why Satan has perverted the very word love into merely fleshly affection. To pervert love is to pervert the name of the most holy. God, being the only love there is, gave his begotten Son to show himself to us, his Son being the only way, truth, and life, leaves us with no excuse. To simplify, love is knowing the Christ, the gospel, the truth, and contending for the faith. Do we not defend ourselves under the pretext? Do we not defend others because we know them? We must know Jesus and defend him as our friend, our king, not by taking upon ourselves his battle, but taking upon our weapon of warfare, the gospel, and preaching it before all men. It is not he who wills or he who runs, but God who saves according to his mercy. This is through grace by faith in Christ alone. Any other gospel, including the me gospel, is no gospel at all. This is why I defend the Reformers. They are my brothers in Christ, adopted members into the very body of Christ of which we are today. And I dare not cast aside the eyes that saw the wickedness of the papal Antichrist or the mouths that spoke out against him in the defense of the gospel. This is, you know, I want to comment here too. This is in Matthew 12:32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And there's a whole movement, an army of people that refute the Reformation, that go after the messengers instead of the message. The Reformation was an exodus out of Egypt. Up until that time, the common man didn't have the Bible. And the translators of the King James Bible, every one of them, knew who the Antichrist was. we are not left to our own means of merits of interpretation, but Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to comfort and guide us through the Bible. Doctrine and history are what God's people have always used to discern the times. The Bible is history and prophecy. God has promised victory for his son while the night hour is dark. He comes like a thief calling his sheep to himself. They know his victorious voice, and he hears our cries. Those who say, "Lord, Lord," are not turned away for not loving him, but for not knowing him. They do not claim the work of Christ as Savior, but their works instead. What a baseless, arrogant defense before the perfect Lamb of God. But the redeemed of the Lord shall come with the promise, the gospel, that is. It is you, Christ, who bore the wrath met for me, a sinner. I can claim nothing of my own. His people are equipped with a full armor of God. Name one piece of the armor that isn't the redemptive work of Christ. Truth is Christ. Righteousness is of Christ, not us. The gospel is Christ crucified, bearing the punishment due us. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Christ is the word made flesh who dwelt among us. Salvation is of the Lord, and the Spirit was sent by Christ to lead sinners to Christ. There's no need for a superstitious practice of trying to put on spiritual armor by physical means, but rather seek after the invisible God through the visible text of the Bible. God is spirit, and he seeks after those who worship in the spirit and truth. That is, those who depend on the Holy Spirit to comfort and guide through the Bible by a perfect work of Christ alone. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know, there's a lot of spin words. A lot, and one of them is experiential Christianity. Do a Google search on experiential Christianity, exposing experiential Christianity. You see, the reformers were not philosophers. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The reformers were not philosophers. They were like children coming back to the Bible after many years of perversion and realized the empty, vain philosophies of the age were deceptive and not able to save the soul. They were led by the Holy Spirit to defend the sufficient and simplicity of the Scriptures, and despite being perfect men, the credit and praise goes to the Holy Spirit. We stand with Christ, the apostles and the disciples, the reformers, and the whole of the church through history, upon their shoulders, and declare the doctrines the Holy Spirit has always established. But attacking the messenger has been Rome's strategy. The reformers can be easily criticized, as any man can. But the Holy Spirit, nope, that is one thing we cannot ever do. And again, Matthew 12:32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall be not forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. We must experience God by the text of the Bible. I'm going to say that again. We must experience God by the text of the Bible, as it is sufficient for us. No one else can be credited for what only the Holy Ghost can do. If you want to experience God audibly, read the Bible out loud. Otherwise, experiential is being used to take away from the Holy Spirit and into spiritual formation, or some other means God has not ordained. If any gospel is centered around me, it's not long before everything else is too. That is what spiritual formation is, the evidence of me-centered gospel. And you know, this might sound like a very strong message to some, but you know, when you see the simplicity of God's word, and you see what how they turn the world completely away. And we live in 2014 where people are rejecting and refusing. The question you can ask, who is the biblical, historical, prophetic Antichrist? And if somebody doesn't know who the Antichrist is, they're not a Protestant. They're not a Protestant. That's what built the Reformation. That's what fueled it. That's what brought us out of the Dark Ages. We would still be under the thumb of the nobility. There was only two classes of people during the Dark Ages: slaves and slave owners. And it was dark. It was called the Dark Ages because God's light wasn't being shown. And then the same people in 2014. And then how did they take over again? I want to repeat this. How did they take over every seminary and every Bible college? How did they do it? With taking an idea and replacing it with another idea. That's how dispensational futurism got started. Completely took the light off of the papacy. You know, in this little broadcast, you know, the goal and the message and my goal and my that I want to accomplish is the people to research what I've exposed here tonight. Spiritual formation is Jesuitical. It comes from the Jesuits. Now, Steve Meeks, the author, does he really know that he's been taught, that he's teaching Ignatius of Loyola spirituality? Brother, I think he's deceived. Can you imagine the advantage that Walt Stickel has over Steve Meeks? 8 years at a seminary? Of course. I mean, for a man that's been in a Bible college and that's been a minister for all his life, it's hard because he has to open up in front of Christ and realize he wasn't preaching the whole gospel. He was preaching Ignatius Loyola spirituality, spiritual exercises. You know, when you see this, you know, do you realize what would happen if this spread like wildflower, like a wildfire, just spread and people started looking at these books? There's hundreds of them. And again, they're not Bible studies. People are having book studies. And I don't even suggest any, in other words, I don't want to even delve into the mechanics of it. But you have to give yourself up. You have to give yourself. You have to feel it's a fuzzy, warm feeling. There's some people even advocate and get spiritual naked. If somebody came up to you and said, let's spiritually naked. Again, we must experience God by the text of the Bible. We got to go back to the simplicity of the scripture. We've got to put on the full armor. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, herewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all reverence and supplication for all saints. For God has not given the spirit of fear, but of a power and a love of a sound mind. And I want to close with this verse. 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. The word is endure. There's a lot of people that know the truth, but they cannot endure it. My prayer, that the Holy Spirit light a fire on under each and every one of us. And with that, I'm going to close the broadcast with a song that I think this little gal sings like a bird.
I got a poor start in life, heading downhill real fast. Can't see the future, ain't recalling the past. I'm at the crossroad of life, stuck on the tracks. I can't go forward and I ain't going back. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel, they say. You just got to live life day by day. Keep the faith, hold your head high. Soar like an eagle and fly. I've been neglecting my family, I lost all my friends. Can't tell you where the day starts, don't know where it ends. I burnt all my bridges and spent my last dime. I've got my life on hold for an indefinite time. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel, they say. You just got to live life day by day. Keep the faith, hold your head high. Soar like an eagle and fly. Now I've decided to change this old life around by picking one foot up and putting the other one down. I'm following Jesus, I'm making amends. I'm seeking forgiveness from family and friends. Cause he's the light at the end of the tunnel, you see. Give it all to Jesus, he